Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Matt from Rocky's War Room, and we are live. Tonight, we're talking about post-apocalyptic wargaming. Zombie world, zombicide, you know, wargaming of that type. End of Days, Mad Max, blah, blah, blah. Last Days. So come join us. It's episode 30. Holy smokes. We made 30 episodes this year so far. Had an awesome discussion with Knuckle Duster Miniatures, Forrest Harris. Go check that out. But let's get into it, man. So, Najee's with us. Hello, Najee.
Howdy, folks.
And Mini Warmut, of course, the Wasteland Warrior himself.
Put me on the spot. I'm a newbie here.
Nah, you're not new anymore. You've been on enough of them. So tonight, man, we're talking post-apocalyptic wargaming, post-modern wargaming, whatever you want to call it. It is the apocalypse happened, and here we are, right? I need to do this. I need to get my keyboard up because I'm doing the top thing. Put the water tower aside. I'm building the water tower. So how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. I mean, we haven't talked to each other in like, what, a week?
Right.
Or, you know, 24 hours?
Tonight we're going to do a top 16 post-apocalyptic movies or apocalyptic movies, which probably is going to be dominated by Mini Warmut because we honestly, I don't know that many.
So you'd be surprised.
Probably. I should have looked a few of them up. Possibly.
I got my list.
Oh, yeah.
You made a list?
I did the research.
Oh, well,
they're better when they're on the spot. Come on now. Mm-hmm. I think our audience has just seen too much of us this week. Oh, what'd you get there?
That's the ruined coffee shop. I'm almost done with it.
Oh, very nice.
They're all painted. Just got to do the wash on it and all that.
Very cool. Is that TT Combat?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Those are thick.
Is that MDF or plastic?
MDF.
Nice. Very nice.
Problem is, I'm doing kind of a shanty town thing, so that doesn't really go well.
Sure it does.
Yeah. So this will be a city thing or whatever.
Just put a ton of wash on it and say it's been there for a very, very, very long time. Like print out some 1960s little posters or something and stick them on the floor or magazine covers, you know?
I think I'm going to go Todd's route, man, and get some of that felt from Joanne's Fabrics or whatever, some like desert tan stuff, so easy to remove and put on. Because I make robes, and right now I have no use for them.
Because it's got a big one down the middle.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah.
Well, I painted fish for the first time.
Fish?
Yeah, fish. I got a fish in a bucket. Mm-hmm. And fish in this lady's hand. If it'll show up.
All the fishers.
Look at that. That's a green fish.
Yep. If you look at a lot of bass are green and have some yellow in them. And, damn it.
Yeah, it looks like it's a bass. Got the top torso.
I can't get enough light on it. It wants to focus on my damn hand.
Blurry.
Because there's more light on your hand than there is on the figure.
Yeah. I'll take pictures of it. I used something new I've never used before, and it's Green Stuff World's Color Shift Metal Paint. Mm. And for the bucket of fish, it worked out very well. So
cool.
Who knew? Paint it green. Put the translucent paint on it. Put a dark green wash on it. Some sort of camouflage green. A Fino camo shade on top of it. And a high gloss varnish. And it has the reflectiveness like a fish. So that's cool.
the word you're looking for is iridescence.
Iridescence.
Yes. That's a big word.
Jeez.
I'm still paying for those big words, so I'm allowed to use them.
Ooh, if we're going to do this top 16.
Oh, Lord.
I guess we need to set the rules here for, you know, our friend, not Jay here. So we don't have to use space the next time.
You know, you know what? We've never had rules on our top 16, and we're not going to begin now.
All right. Because I'm wondering, are we going to include dystopians?
Whatever.
Yeah. Why not?
So, Mad Max, whatever. So tonight's topic we know is post-apocalyptic. We're going to talk about all the games available out there that we know of, games we've played. Obviously, we're going to talk movies as well. And zombies. I know you hate zombies, not Jay, but guess what? I don't like naval wargaming, and we're going to do that. So,
no, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's good to have, you know, two out of three liking the zombies.
Right. Yeah. Zombie heavy, right?
That's fine by me.
And we've had that zombie discussion before, and we're going to have it again. Anyway, so we're going to do a top 16 apocalypse movies of all time. And as soon as I said that, we lost two viewers. Yes. All right.
Let's begin. Dwindling down to nothing.
I'm going to make the first one Mad Max. And that's because that's the only one I can think of.
All the Mad Max.
No. You say one Mad Max, it's all the Mad Max.
Okay. I just want to make that clear to our, you know, friends.
And Indiana Jones is not an apocalypse game. Okay.
No.
What?
Not Jay. The Crystal Skulls. No. Not Jay.
Oh. I'm
going to switch cameras while you're...
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it? What is it? Now, did that cover Dredd and Judge Dredd? Or is
no,
that...
it's just the... It's just the...
I'm being Canarian.
It's just the urban.
All right. Is that... Yeah, not the
the
law.
No. The good one, not the other one.
And it's... And it's
slow-mo.
Only movies, not TV series, right?
Yes, and if we include a TV series...
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway. All right. What do you got? Come on, Mini Warmut. This is your game.
Oh, well, shoot. I'll start off. You'll probably recognize a theme here, but I'll start off with Zombieland.
Zombieland?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You'll see.
But that's one of the few zombie movies that I dig.
That's the Woody Harrelson one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I accept that. Okay. Apocalypse Now.
No.
You know?
Do you even know what Apocalypse Now is about?
I've never seen it. I just put it in there because it said apocalypse, okay? No, you're going to make fun of me. I'm just going to carry on. So, let's see. Post-apocalyptic zombie movie. How about Shaun of the Dead?
There you go.
There you go. Okay, I'm happy.
What that movie's about, jackasses. Oh. All right. Five.
Not you ready for me?
I'm ready.
Let's see. Escape from New York.
Ooh.
Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken, that's right.
The Riddick Count.
Huh?
Riddick, Chronicles of Riddick.
That's my turn.
I know it's your turn. Calm down. Go ahead.
Day of the Dead.
Oh man, it gets around to me too fast.
There's only three. Oh
no. Ping. I'm trying to think of some apocalyptic movies that I have seen. I know I've seen
McMurray, we're on.
What?
McMurray wants to know if we're on.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is a tough one because I can't think of any. Oh, I Am Legend? Is it Will Smith?
That's a good one. I Am Legend? Stole it. That was one of mine.
I had to think about it because I know. Thank God. Nache, your turn.
Night of the Comet.
Oh my God.
That's a zombie movie. Straight out of the 80s.
That's number 8. Number 9. Where are we at? Where is number 9? There it is. Go ahead.
My turn.
Yeah, I know. God, you're such a 12-year-old. Go ahead.
You ready?
I'm waiting, Nina.
A Quiet Place.
Oh, The Quiet Place. That's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
All right. The Quiet Place? No. I know what I'm saying.
The Quiet Place.
Yeah, The Quiet Place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Let's see. That Amazon original. Oh, that's a TV show. Damn. That's post-apocalyptic or close to it. I'm going to say Constantine. Would that count? Because it's kind of like the bringing apart the apocalypse. No? Okay. Hellboy. No, that's a Victorian sci-fi. I don't know, dudes.
Are you serious?
I don't. I know a lot of zombie movies, I guess. I just don't want to flood it. I don't want to flood it with zombie movies, you know, like Z. I'll say that.
There we go.
I said Z.
Mm-hmm.
I said Z.
Okay.
Not Jay.
12 Monkeys.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, got it.
Your turn.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Okay, is Demolition Man count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Putting it in there.
Cheesy, but yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. Be well, Warden William Smithers. All right.
The Three Seashells.
I said, the Three Seashells. Not Jay. I got Demolition Man.
The Matrix.
Oh,
you suck.
I didn't think of that. You still putting out the new one?
Hadn't heard.
I hope. We stopped production, I know. 15.
You ready?
Yep.
The Maze Runner. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Well, I'm making the last one Total Recall then. Oh, the new one or the old one?
It's your show.
What?
Huh?
What, Mini Wormut? All those times you're screaming in the chat, speak out.
I'm not screaming at all.
You don't think Total Recall, you think it's more science fiction?
It's your show.
You think it's more science fiction? No, it's your show. No, it is my show. Let's do this right. Come on. Tell me when you warm up. Come on. It's the last one. Tell me. Since you're so smarty pants.
Fine, yeah, it can be. It's sci-fi.
No, come on, tell me one. Come on.
No, it'll work.
It's not working. Let's go. Come on.
I'm thinking of the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, but the newer one.
Last night on Earth.
Are we done now?
Nope, we need one more. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, me? Well, shoot. Isn't Resident Evil?
Resident Evil. Okay, good.
Okay, I guess we're going to try to get this over with.
Yeah, so I can paint, damn it.
Oh, I wish I can. I still have a rearranged everything.
Mad Max versus Resident Evil.
Oh, man. Mad Max.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Mad Max, too.
Yep. This can be fast. Judge Dredd versus The Maze Runner.
I used to know.
Dread.
I'm going Maze Runner, man.
The Quiet Place versus Night of the Comet. Quiet Place.
You know, Night of the Comet.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place moves on. Z versus I Am Legend. I'm going to go I Am Legend.
That's a brainer.
I Am Legend.
What'd you pick?
I Am Legend.
Zombieland versus The Matrix? Oh, shit.
Oh, crap.
I have to go with The Matrix.
Oh, crap.
Not Jay.
Yeah, The Matrix.
What would you have said? Any warm up?
Matrix. You can't figure that out?
Shaun of the Dead versus Demolition Man. Oh, I'm not looking at your screen. I have to look up here.
Oh, man.
That's an easy one for me, man.
I gotta go Shaun of the Dead.
Yep, I'm doing Shaun of the Dead also. Okay. That's funny as all good, dude.
Okay. Where are we at? Planet of the Apes versus Escape from New York.
Oh, crap.
I'm gonna take Escape from New York. Not Jay, fire away, buddy.
I'm gonna go Escape from New York only because they made a new Planet of the Apes and the new Planet of the Apes sucks.
It does? Hell, I like
compared to the old Planet of the Apes. Hell yeah, it does.
I like the new one better.
Bag of ass.
We don't sit well together with movies, do we? 12 Monkeys versus Day of the Dead. I'm going 12 Monkeys. Not yet.
12 Monkeys. Less zombies.
Any warm up?
12 Monkeys.
Okay. Mad Max versus The Quiet Place.
Mad Max.
I really like The Quiet Place. That's what I'm going with.
Nah, I do too, but not Mad Max.
Mad Max is the quintessential post-apocalyptic movie. Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't win, the winner's going to be, you know, has to be spectacular.
Judge Dredd versus I Am Legend. I Am the Law. That's what I picked.
Got to go with the good Dread.
I Am Legend.
Matrix versus 12 Monkeys. Shit.
Ooh.
Matrix versus 12 Monkeys?
Yeah, I have to go Matrix.
Yeah. I mean, 12 Monkeys is good.
It is, but the Matrix is epic.
Yeah.
But is Matrix really post-apoc or not?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. Have you ever seen it?
Or is it just in a different dimension?
No.
Machines took over and using our bodies as batteries.
What is it? I Matrix. I'll just go with I Am Legend.
The Matrix versus 12 Monkeys, dude.
Oh, then I'll just go 12 Monkeys. The 12 Monkeys.
Escape from New York or Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, man.
I took Escape from New York.
I go Shaun of the Dead again.
I'm going
Shaun. It's just such a – don't get me wrong. Escape from New York's really, really good, but I love Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Yes.
Huge Kurt Russell fan, so. Okay. Final four. Judge Dredd versus The Matrix. I'm going to take The Matrix.
Yeah, I'm going to go to The Matrix because some people might think I'm choosing the Sylvester Stallone Dread, and I'm not. So I'm just keep that confusion out.
Honestly, Dread, is it Colin Farrell who is Dread? No.
No, Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. He is an amazing actor. Anyway.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, yeah. Not the singer Keith Urban.
Yeah,
whatever his name is. He's an amazing actor. He was in the retired Red with Bruce Willis. He's the cop that was going after him. He's just a good actor and all around. So Mad Max versus Shaun of the Dead. I'm going Mad Max.
Oh, this is
the final.
This is the final. Wait. Yeah. What did Mad Max go up against in the final four?
Shaun of the Dead versus Mad Max. Final four.
Oh. Mad Max.
Oh, you, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you're choosing right now.
I'm picking. I'm where you are. Never mind. I'm good. Mad Max.
All right. It is The Matrix versus Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Mad Max.
The original, The Road Warrior.
Okay. I would have picked. I picked The Matrix, but I would pick that over Mad Max because, like, I guess for you guys, Mad Max was more influential. The Matrix blew my freaking mind.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I saw it so many damn times. Mad Max is good. The newer Mad Max is probably a bit better, but not. It doesn't beat the original just because Mel Gibson is Mad Max.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell a secret on myself.
Uh-oh.
I've yet to see the new Mad Max Fury Road.
No.
Holy crap.
I have not seen it yet.
It is.
Oh, you'll love it.
Amazing.
You'll love it.
Bob will be along here and shortly.
All right, cool.
Wow. Yeah. After we're done, go watch it, please.
it is worth it. There's just enough ridiculous that it's awesome.
Is it free stream somewhere?
I don't believe so.
Well, that's why I probably haven't seen it yet.
But is it a Disney movie? No.
No.
It wasn't Disney.
Where'd you get that?
Sorry, I gotta ask something. So, in my mind, I'm with, you know, it's hard to do. It's really hard to pick because they're all so good. As far as the Mad Max is really, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass.
Yeah, you are.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch. So, name some other movies. Name some other post-apocalyptic movies that we did not get.
Wall-E.
Logan's Run.
Wall-E?
Logan's Run, real good. Hey, if we could have Five Goes West.
Wall-E? Oh, my God.
Wall-E?
Wall-E. Yeah, it's a Disney movie, or Pixar movie, Wall-E.
What is it? Oh.
Children of Men.
Yeah. Mortal Engines.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. 1984.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Holy smokes.
I'm trying to remember what the name of that movie was. Oh, no, it's not post-apocalyptic, really. It's like World War III.
Yeah, what is it?
Wolverines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Red Dawn. The original, not the new one.
Yeah, I didn't care for the new one.
What about The Dark Tower?
The
Terminator?
Yeah, Terminator. Alita.
Akira.
Akira. Tank Girl.
There you go.
Actually, yeah, that would work. Tank Girl.
Yep, I just not thought about it.
28 Days Later.
Oh, I love that movie, man.
28 Days Later?
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli. That's such a good movie.
Oh, Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Snowpiercer. Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous. I mean, stealing a train. But yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like gravitate towards those type of movies, though.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh my God, that's a good movie.
Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Morgan Freeman? Is it Morgan Freeman?
No. Morgan Freeman and Tom Cruise.
There you go. Avengers Endgame.
Oh. Didn't you think about that? I guess that would be.
Huh? Technically post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Half of the universe has been obliterated.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I still haven't seen the last one.
Oh, that one depressing. That was real, real depressing. It had Viggo Mortensen in it, and he's with his son, and they were trying to survive.
Oh. I don't remember that one.
I have to do that.
I mean, wouldn't Star Wars fit into that? It's supposed to
pop, no.
Right?
No. The Road, yeah. Boy and his dog.
Hey, there's Bob.
Bobby.
Hold on, Bob. I got glue in my hand. There we go. What's up, Bob? You there, man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just didn't hear you.
No, I got a fucking headache.
Oh.
Well, thank you for joining us.
So we're talking post-apocalyptic tonight, Bob. We're talking about like Mad Max and Matrix. And
which is your favorite one, Bob?
Post-apocalyptic.
Escape from New York.
That was that was a good one. I remember when that came out. I saw that at the theater. It sure was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Mad Max movies are good, too. I haven't seen the newest one. I saw some clips from it.
Oh, Fury Road is awesome.
Yeah.
After the show's over, please go see that movie.
I'm not going to theater. Not me, buddy.
No, it's not. It's on Prime, I think. If you can.
Yeah.
You know what? My freaking Amazon, my Fire Stick, broke last night. I was watching a movie. My son said, hey, come game with us. Boy, I'm like, okay. I'm moving my Fire Stick in the world. So I texted my brother's girlfriend, the one who got it for me. She's like, yeah, they give out every year or so. I'm like, what? She said to unplug it for 30 seconds and plug it back in sometime.
Yeah.
And I just haven't had time to do that yet just because I haven't watched TV. But
yes, a lot of times you got to reset it. It's just like a computer.
Yeah, so just unplug it from the back of the TV, and hopefully that will do it.
Yeah. I just learned today that next week our clocks go back again.
Yep, on the 31st.
That's a bummer.
Maybe.
I think this year I'm going to set mine back.
Are you?
Thinking about it.
You're going to get away from Bob time?
Maybe, although it is fun to live in the future.
You guys don't know, Bob time is Bob never changes his clocks. So.
Well, yeah. Neither do we.
Oh, you guys don't?
Arizona? Heck no.
Just like Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a stupid rule anyway.
Yeah, we're the only two states, I think, that's left that just they don't do it.
Yes, David Hall, we are starting earlier. We're starting at 8 o'clock. We're going back to our old schedule. And from here on out in the future, starting 8 o'clock, I had it at 8:45 because it just worked better for a long time there for me. And, you know, schedules change, things change. And my children, you know, are older now, so they go to bed a little bit later, you know, that sort of thing. So it just works out better starting at 8 o'clock, especially for Bob.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that is the reason. All right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a real typical paint scheme here for my Algorand.
Do what?
You guys will recognize it.
Oh, an Algren.
Yeah, but the paint scheme, recognize it?
No.
Are you serious?
Let me just pull something out of my ass. Yeah, I'm serious. What's the paint scheme?
Look at it. It's an ultramarine and the, what you call it, gold, whatever.
I have no idea.
It's from Age of Sigmar.
David Hall says, I'll always skip the first half hour then? Why?
Oh, snap.
Dang.
Well, I forgot you made that comment.
What?
No, I'm just going with being smartass right now.
That's funny. So post-apocalyptic wargaming. What is that? What does it sound like? I'm going to give you the lead here, Mini Wormut.
No.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Gaslands.
Love the Wasteland Warriors and the Zombicide and all that stuff.
Zombicide rocks though, man.
You know, talk to us about what's been your experience and what's been your draw to that genre.
Crap, dude. Crap, dude. Put my mother up there.
Crap, dude. Good answer.
I come feel prepared.
He's got his own hearse now.
Well, check that out.
This thing is awesome.
That's Kenny's ride, right?
Yeah, Kenny's ride.
Now, I'm almost like, don't paint it. Leave it that way.
It needs to be painted black.
Yeah, I'm painting it black.
Okay, paint it and paint it black.
Well, the thing, his coffin's not coming out.
Oh. Now, post-APOC, the reason why it's cool is because, you know, it's always it's with everybody. Hey, you just told me to explain why I like post-APOC. Yeah, I have a coffin.
I was waiting for you to begin nervous, and there you go.
Oh, I'm nervous all the time. But
aren't we all?
No, but it's that, you know, the thought, you know, what would it be like, you know, if some, you know, whatever. Everyone thinks that all the time, you know. What would happen if, you know, all the nukes went or something like that? You know, like the good old mid-80s, the nuclear threat things, you know.
Hey, for those of us that grew up during then, not a chuckle.
So, it certainly was not.
No, and you know, stuff like that, and you know, that's, I just find, you know, I know I'm not the only one out there that loves this stuff, and then you get hooked onto the zombie stuff, you know. So ever since, I have to blame it on, like, especially when the Walking Dead series came out. That's when the interest really peaked.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, it was the end times, and, you know, you had your survivors, and how are the survivors going to survive? How are, you know, what's their trick? What's their plan? Well, you know, how do they utilize it?
When you're watching all that stuff, you're kind of like, what would that be like? You try to, you put yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're yelling at, you know, the producers, why do you make them do that? Or the writers, you know?
Oh, you sit there. Should I run to the hills or should I stay in the city? You know?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, stuff should like
I
that.
Trust this guy? You know what I mean? Like, no, don't trust anyone.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's about it there in a nutshell.
That's it. That's all.
What do you think? Matt? not Jay.
My first post-apocalyptic era wargaming experience, I guess you can call it, is a game that Cool Mini or Not put out and then stopped supporting. And I'm losing what the name of it was, but it was a post-apocalyptic miniature war game, and I liked it a lot. And of course it died, you know, as that seems to happen to a lot of Cool Mini or Not stuff. But then they had Zombicide come out, and I backed that on Kickstarter because it looked so great. Not regular Zombicide, Black Plague. It's a fantasy zombie apocalypse game. I wanted Zombicide, but it just wasn't the right time to spend $1,000, you know? So, for regular Zombicide. But I hopped in on Black Plague. I'm glad I did. It's a super fun game. But as far as any other miniature war game that I've ever played, Last Days, which is an Ash Baker, or not Ash Baker, it's Ash of Guerrilla Wargaming. He wrote it. I think
what was the name of that one?
Last Days.
Yeah.
Did that have, was that a box game that had a bunch of white metal miniatures in it?
I don't know.
Like heavy game, as you mean?
Well, he has one out. It's Seasons now, isn't it?
Yeah, Seasons is like the supplement to it.
Yeah.
It's called Last Days, and it is very leader focused. So you choose a style of leader, and, you know, they're either aggressive, non-aggressive, you know, like the typical zombie movies. He really, really did incorporate a lot of the zombie music movies, like genre type situations, you know, the type of characters, the real aggressive characters, the not aggressive characters. And but Last Days is probably the last thing I've played. are the first thing I've played in a long time that's post-apocalyptic. Now, I have fantasy post-apocalyptic, you know. but that doesn't really count because it's end of days according to fantasy world. So, you know. Hey, look at that. It's McMurray. If it was, there we go. Now, let's go.
Gentlemen.
What's up, McMurray?
How are we?
As far as the miniatures go, post-apocalyptic can really be a lot of different things. But I'd say more postmodern, you know, modern weapons, Tesla weapons can count for sure, futuristic weapons. But, I mean, there's a whole menagerie, like that word, of models out there that can be used for post-apocalyptic.
I think right now, one of the games out there that's really hitting it hard post-apocalyptic is from Modiphius, Fallout.
Oh, yeah. Fallout. Oh, yeah. Fallout miniature game. That's right. Didn't Bane get that? Bane has that.
I don't know.
I think so. He has it. He says absolutely awesome.
Yeah, Tom, what's his name? Tom Holland, Tom, whatever. He's the main actor for the movie Fallout coming out pretty soon.
Oh, there's a movie coming out?
Yeah. The guy who plays Spider-Man. He's the main actor.
Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Holland. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So.
Oh, Tom Holland.
What's that other post-apocalyptic game we were talking about recently?
Project Z?
Fistful of Lead?
Yeah.
Wasteland
Warriors of the Warriors of the Barren Wastes or something that Wily guy makes it, I think.
It's awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much everything Wily guy makes is pretty awesome, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I make that awkward enough? Was that weird enough? Did you guys miss me or what?
Yeah, we missed you, but we're reloading.
Here you go.
Bring it.
Amazing conversation with Forrest last night. Honestly, I don't think anything will beat that conversation we had last night for a long
time. I mean, how many interviews are we going to end
with a fiddle?
With a fiddle play.
I know. That was just awesome.
You guys didn't kiss. Oh, I figured you guys ended the conversation with like a kiss or something.
No,
McMurray. Todd was up dancing, man.
Wait, Todd was dancing?
Yeah, Todd got up and started dancing, man.
What? I didn't know.
You got to check out. It's some of the best 2 hours we have ever had on the show.
He is a fantastic, just great all around dude.
Todd, I know.
Yep.
and Forrest.
Forrest.
Whatever his name is
Knuckle Duster.
Yeah.
Knuckle Duster. Yep, Knuckle Duster.
Keep going.
So we learned a lot from him. So he made me buy things.
Yeah.
So but what's cool about it is Amazon has a used book section, and the $30 book, the brand new, turned into a $6 used book. So,
there you go.
You know, I was able to get it on that.
That's pretty
bitchin'. Oh, and I bought another webcam because they finally came available. Yeah, but that's just...
So what, you have 47 now?
Seven.
Yeah. How many webcams do you need to successfully do OnlyFans?
No, that's a 4K camera.
Zing.
That was a compliment. Matt's a beautiful man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What was I talking about? Oh, we were talking Fallout and... Ah, crap. We started talking about something I wanted to talk about.
Project Z.
Project Z. Yeah, from Warlord Games. They had a Project Z. I don't know if they still have it, but it like kind of came and left.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like one of those Terminator Genesis kind of things. Like where it popped up and then...
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Another great post-apocalyptic / zombie game is from Ambush Alley.
Tomorrow Wars or whatever?
No, they actually have a...
No, they have a called.
You guys ever play Gaslands?
Gaslands?
Star Wars. The original Gaslands.
What's the name of that Ammo Shally game? Z?
Something. I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
It is called Ambush. Yeah, Ambush Z.
Okay, Ambush Z. Okay.
And they've got it digital download for $10.
No, that's not bad.
So, when you guys play like post-apocalyptic stuff, do you guys like the zombie stuff, or are you guys into the Mad Max kind of thing?
I'm more of the Mad Max kind of thing.
Okay. You know,
it's known far and wide that I'm not a fan of the zombie genre.
Same.
Well, Wasteland Warriors is kind of more mutant Mad Max.
It is. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be anything.
Yeah, you could pick and choose what you want to put in it, man.
Well, I mean, the feel for me is what, you know.
I mean, I know that's what it was designed. It was designed like the old school comic books kind of thing.
Yeah. Really where he got his idea from for Wasteland Warriors was when he was a kid watching Thundar the Barbarian.
Yeah. I remember that. From history class.
Thanks. Thanks for calling me old.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
Why not calling me old? Because you saw in history class. You jerk.
But
how about a bucket of fish?
Oh, piss boy. Oh, piss boy.
Ha! Damn it.
What?
You made me laugh. Now I got the paint where it shouldn't be.
Sorry. You look like the piss boy, and you look like a bucket of shit.
There's the bucket of fish.
It's a fine bucket of fish.
And that is with the shape-shifting color.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
What?
What do I have to roll to shoot into that?
How big of a gun do you have?
No, it's a shotgun.
What do you mean?
It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh! It's actually an objective.
Yeah.
What, to shoot fish in the barrel?
Yeah.
All right. Done. What's my role?
I don't know.
The best part about that is there's not even water in the barrel. It's just literally full of fish, but I'll manage to mess.
Well, it's fish guts and body parts. Anyway.
and things.
It's the fish stuff. Yeah.
Fish heads, fish heads.
Holy fish.
Yum.
All right.
Okay.
So more post-apocalyptic games. What else is out there, Nache? Talk to us, man.
I've given you mine. I mean,
we played Osprey's Black Ops. That is semi-designed for post-apocalyptic. They've come out with something since.
Is it?
I mean, that's part of what it was designed for.
Well, I know Last Days is, we mentioned that. That's yeah.
Again, they've come out with that.
If I'm not mistaken, I've got two boxes of that.
Of what?
Last Days.
You have two copies of it?
Yeah.
Of the rule book?
If I'm thinking the right thing, it was a box game with rule book and like 24 miniature.
It's Osprey.
Game. It's one of their Blue Book series.
No. Osprey can go blow goats.
No, they've had some pretty interesting ones. I haven't, you know.
Black Ops is car driven, is it not? I think it is.
Shit.
Okay.
No, right. I worked last night and then I was up all day and I haven't slept yet, so I'm drawing huge.
Oh, man. You're 24-hour in it again.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm well into 30-something now. But, I mean, God, I can't even remember how Black Ops functions, to be honest with you.
I think it's car-driven.
As soon as I picked it up, I'm sure we could start playing it again. But, I mean, we played that for a while before settling on Fistful of Lead, and it's not a bad game. It really isn't. You know, we always had fun. We enjoyed ourselves. But it just, I don't know. Again, the Fistful of Lead, being able to pick it up and play it with anything is just beyond awesome.
It's pretty tits, right? Yeah.
It is.
That's why I love it. I mean, honestly, that's the only reason why. I mean, I bought them all, but, you know, PDFs or whatever, and got hard copies. But
yeah, I mean, it's a positive to the system.
It fits everything that It does. I want in a war game. So it's, there's others.
It's wandering off of the topic, but the what occurred to me recently was that as opposed to you having to look at the flavor in the game, you know, where then if you don't like the flavor, it, you know, the mechanics can be great, but you don't like it, so you don't like the flavor, so you don't play it, or vice versa. You could really like the flavor of a game, but the mechanics suck, and so you're like, well, that game sucks.
Yeah.
And the thing about Fistful of Lead is it puts that flavor and creativity on you, so you can take the framework and the rules and the mechanics and then change it to whatever flavor you want, which is pretty awesome, especially when you get creative with it. Playing, and if anybody hasn't watched Jay's Why the War Games Weekend video, you should, because that was a really excellent example of the same basic core rules being used to play three drastically different games that were all awesome.
Yeah, and that was a fun day.
Yeah, now I really want to play Naval with Starships.
I guess you could take Wasteland Warriors and Bigger Battles and play a large scale like zombie type situation. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm about to say, like a Fear Blood thing.
This past Thursday, we played. I played with Jay doing a zombie game, and it was really interesting how he did it. Is that the players were all, you know, had their teams out there, you know, looking to destroy the spawn points of where the zombies came out. And if you made, if you shot your gun or made, you know, a lot of noise, they would, he would pop out a noise marker. And at the end of every turn, he would roll a D10. Hmm. On a 1, 2, or 3, if I remember correctly, nothing happened. On a 4, 5, or 6, I think another zombie would pop out.
Big Murray, we're getting a lot of time.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover it up. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
On a 6, 7, 8, or 9. Got two zombies pop out, or maybe it was a 6, 7, 8, two zombies popped out, a 9, three zombies would pop out, and on a 10, a big bad would show up, like a vampire or a werewolf or some grisly monster. So it was pretty cool. The humans did actually win the game. I was surprised.
Excellent.
So... But yeah, there's so many ways you can do it. There's with Fistful of Lead, there's so many ways to tweak it the way you want, and add, you know, you can add stuff in like noise markers, because that's nowhere in the rules. Yeah, he just came up with it and said, hey, this is how we're going to handle that. And the zombies, until they either heard something or could draw a line of sight to something, they just aimlessly milled about the spawn point. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like it.
Right on.
But he is a very imaginative genius, and I probably would not have come up with, you know, half that shit.
Talking about your brother or Mr. Wiley?
Mr. Wiley. My brother is brilliant in other ways, but don't let him hear me say that.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, man, you're not supposed to say that. You got to be quiet about that stuff. I got brothers. You can't say that in public. It goes to their heads.
I just remembered Milton Bradley made a game, Thunder Road, post-apocalyptic, like Mad Max kind of style stuff.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that was back in the mid-'80s or early 80s or something like that.
When Mad Max was popping around?
Yeah.
I think the first one was like Netflix or something. I feel like
it was like a board that just had like one, like a street highway. And you had to dodge and whatever stuff.
I remember a game somewhere, I don't remember where it was, but that was how they played it. And it was the Mad Max, like, fight chase style thing like in Thunder Road. Mm-hmm. But the like big rig stayed immobile in the center of the board, and everything else kind of moved around it based on, you know, speed and all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
I cannot pronounce his YouTube channel name. He's in Iowa. Helkerix, or he does a lot. Like once a week, he does his Gaslands report, and it's pretty cool because he tries to be like a sports announcer kind of thing, whatever. And he keeps score for a season or something like that.
That's awesome. There's a guy. There's a guy around here who converted Gaslands to using Mario Kart miniatures.
Cool. Oh, that's fun.
Oh yeah, that's really cool.
I still go back though to the first two post-apocalyptic games I remember were both Steve Jackson games, and that was Car Wars and Ogre.
Ogre, wow,
that's big tanks in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it post-apocalyptic or is that like sci-fi?
Well, the version I saw first was a Cthulhu ogre.
Okay.
And the ogre was, it was being played. Of course, the original ogre is 6mm, but somebody had done a giant Cthulhu ogre that the model was like had to be 6 to 8 inches long, about 4 to 6 inches tall. I mean, it was massive. It was all, you know, typically and whatnot. Yeah. And everybody else was doing their best to destroy it without going stark raving mad.
That's cool.
And that was fun. I guess to me it seemed post-apocalyptic because it was kind of along in the zombie type genre of games at that point.
I got you. I was about to say, like, the Ogre with big tanks, at least when they re-released it here, I couldn't tell if it was like a sci-fi or a post-apocalyptic or like an odd kind of grim dark thing like Dune or something.
Yeah, it was kind of all of the above.
Yeah, it was cool that it wasn't just pigeonholed into one, you know, thing. But
I mean, technically Star Trek could be considered post-apocalyptic. It's after the nuclear war on Earth in the late 21st century or the early 21st century.
So would like Firefly be the same way then, since they used Earth up?
Firefly could be considered post-apocalyptic also.
I have a Firefly.
Yes, you do. I
printed it for J3.
Yes, you did.
Someday I'm going to use it. It's going to be great.
Maybe for CJ3 in January.
Heck yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm trying to think of if I've ever played like a post-apocalyptic game like that.
Yeah, I've been trying to rack my brain because I think the only thing really that I've actually played is Zombicide. Besides, you know, I mean, I don't, and well, in that Cool Mini or Not game that I can't remember the name of.
I don't think it's Zombicide, but there was a game out there that you could go to the store and buy a bag of 100 zombies.
Oh,
Is that Mantic's Walking Dead?
No. You know what? I played that. There we go. That's one I played, was Mantix Walking Dead. But it's you could get a bucket of zombies. Yeah. And God, I can't remember the name of it. It's a board game.
Yeah.
Tiles you can set out. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They looked like they came in like it wasn't like a blister or anything. It was like an army men bag.
Yeah. It was literally a cellophane bag.
Yes.
Full of 100, and they had glow in the dark zombies, and they had
ambiance music on a CD.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's really cool? Snappy Nappy came with a CD of like ambiance music. Completely unrelated. Absolutely unrelated. Unless we are putting Napoleonic zombies on the table, in which case, wow.
That might be better than dinosaurs.
False.
No. What's better than just dinosaurs? Napoleonics on dinosaurs is Napoleonics on dinosaurs eating the zombies.
Oh, there you go.
You know, T-Rex using that femur.
Hey, all of us are really tired tonight. You can really feel it in the room.
Yeah, my brain can't wrap around this stuff. This is wild. That being said, I did something kind of cool. I meant to take pictures and show you guys.
Whoa.
We don't want to see that.
Oh, get out of here. A buddy of mine texted me, said, hey, you know, I'm looking to play Mordheim or possibly Frostgrave. And I was like, dude, Frostgrave is fun. Frostgrave is great. Give it a shot. But he was looking for miniatures. And I was like, ah, shit. I don't really have any sword and board kind of miniatures around. You know, we had that issue earlier. That being said, that was Thursday evening or Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Between Thursday before work and Friday before work, I found, dug up, constructed like 12 miniatures, got them painted up, got them based, which you guys know is bizarre as hell. Again, they're not going to win any competitions, but it was an interesting just exercise in, oh man, I want to play this. I'm going to get this done. And I need to take pictures to you guys. But yeah, I'm delighted. Maybe Frostgrave is, would Frostgrave be considered post-apocalyptic? That's like a cataclysm is falling over the world, and there you are. Yeah. It's not really modern, but it's
sword and sorcery. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to be honest,
but it works.
To be honest, all technology is magic until we understand it.
That's
true.
Oh
man, look at Najee coming in with the brains, man.
Mr. Technical. Just like my son. Technically, I hear that all the time.
Hey, he's technically right, which is the best type of right.
Mini Wormut, what type of games have you been playing with the Wasteland Warriors? Just dudes on dudes or?
Yeah.
Whoa. This is a family show.
Yeah, you need to make it childish.
Nah. Yeah, I'm just pretty much. I'm trying to get a whole bunch of zombies together so I could do one of those kind of runs. And so, but yeah, and I think I showed you. It's you know GW, but the cultists from Chaos. Mm-hmm. They're perfect for it. They got the cultist guys on there.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely paint them up, Mad Maxi.
Oh yeah, they work just great with it. But yeah, and then looking at you know Reaper miniatures with their you know like you guys know about the rhinoceros and you know you could get mutants and animals and stuff. That's all part of the Wily game thing.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So I haven't done any plant things like the thing kind of stuff, you know, plant mutated plants or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Dude. If you want mutant plants, get with Matt. He's got mutant plants.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all I find is Reaper Manchurch mushroom dude.
Oh yeah.
No.
Dude, what if you did like the blob thing and you like made real hard jello like a Chinese place and you cut it into the squares and then to like get it done you had to roll and then suck it up through a straw.
That sounds nasty.
You sound nasty. Jello's delicious.
Sounds nasty. You're nasty.
Yeah, that's true.
McNasty.
Nasty as you want it.
McNasty. Ugh, can we never say McNasty again? That'd be cool.
McNasty.
You need to get some sleep. You're all talking Bob Ross right now.
Don't tell me how to live my life, devil woman.
Oh.
But yeah, you're not wrong at all.
Very, very low.
Excuse me.
Wouldn't it be great if we got a bunch of hey you guys, we're talking post-apocalyptic.
Oh no, this ASMR crap.
Yeah, it's just Todd and I sitting on here talking real calmly.
Welcome to Rocky's one.
Right.
Hell's ASMR.
tonight, guys, we have Most Apocalyptic Game.
You are really weirding me out, man.
I can't do it.
Bah! Today we have Matt.
That broke the asthma right there.
We have Matt.
I'll kick your asthma.
I'm painting eyeballs right now, so I'm quiet because of that.
Those are the best balls to paint, my man.
Yep.
You're talking about balls.
Oh God.
I know. I'll be quiet.
What it's fine. What else can we say about post pop?
Well, I was going to tell you guys. I'm looking at the Car Wars and introduction and chronology. Year 2020, many large cities totally abandoned. National government regains authority, but enforcement decentralized. Economy weak but stable, with food rationed and unemployment at 37%. And year 2022, Supreme Court decision decriminalizes manslaughter and arena games. Death sports become popular. Television becomes nation's number two industry just after food production. This is pretty cool. It's in the Car Wars introduction.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You never knew about it, did you?
No.
Yeah, Car Wars is pretty great.
It's all new to me. It came out in 1981.
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, that's my first introduction to quote-unquote post-apocalyptic gaming.
Wow, that game is not – it came out in 1981? That's the year I was born.
God.
1981.
Oh my God!
You're killing me.
Get off my lawn.
You know what always reminded me of that sort of thing was Gorka Marka, and I really enjoyed Gorka Marka because it had the like loot gathering thing, but then it also had the racing.
I mean, technically, 40K is post-apocalyptic.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't mention evil.
Oh, Jesus, never mind. I fully retract what I said. Let's rewind 2 minutes ago and we'll just go with. Yeah, man, Mad Max is cool too.
Necromunda?
Except when you get Tina Turner in there doing all kinds of weird stuff. I don't know about all that.
We don't need another hero.
Yeah. Dude, that being said, this last Mad Max movie was super cool. I really enjoyed it.
Fury Road.
Chris hasn't seen it.
What do you mean, sure I did? I did. It was pretty awesome.
I have not seen it.
Neither have I.
You should watch it.
I haven't seen it either.
You should watch it. It's really good.
Not because I don't want to see it. It just hasn't been available for me to watch.
Yep.
Well, when it comes available, it's worth it, man. I mean, they got a guy playing a guitar with these huge speakers on the back of a vehicle.
Oh, my gosh. Shooting fire and stuff.
Yeah, I saw the clips. I've seen it. I mean, probably enough clips. I've seen half the movie, but it looks good. It definitely looks good. But it's Mad Max. How could it not be good?
Exactly. You know,
spray painting their mouths silver. Yeah.
I think that was the first movie I ever got on Redbox, and it was absolutely worth it. It was cool.
Yeah, I don't see much Redbox anymore.
There's a couple by the house.
Hell, I don't see how Family Video is still making it.
Because they own their buildings?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they usually rent out around them, too, which is pretty cool, pretty smart.
Marco's Pizza.
Yep.
When the main bad guy's in Morton Joe, that's his name. Oh, my God. It's great.
You know, I haven't seen it in so long. I saw it twice when it came out. I liked it so much. And I don't go to the theaters for anything anymore. I just wait till it comes, unless it's, you know, Star Wars or something I really, 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 really badly want to see. Like, I wanted to see Fury Road because I remember being a kid watching Mad Max and Conan the Barbarian, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I love Conan. Okay, here's another one. Do you guys remember Beastmaster?
Yep, oh, sure, yeah, do.
I used to love that movie.
I tell you what, man, I rewatched it, and boy, oh boy, I can't figure out why the hell I liked it.
I bet you I can give you the reason.
That idiot has got two ferrets.
He's got two ferrets and one guy.
Yeah.
It was sad. Hold on.
And there was even a second one.
No, I didn't see a second one.
If I'm not mistaken,
Beastmaster and
Beastmaster. Tanya Roberts is why you liked it.
Tanya Roberts. Oh, yeah. Red Sonja?
Okay, so Red Sonja was in Conan.
Yeah, that's Bridget Nielsen.
Well, there was a... played Kiri.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm not
That's not the reason. I love Beastmaster because I thought he was a badass, just like I thought Conan was a badass in the 80s, you know?
Conan was a badass.
I know. That's why.
Mark Singer was no badass.
The thing I can't stand about Conan is that, like, he's getting beat up and, like, falling around and stuff, and he grunts in Arnold. Like, yeah. Like, you just fell down a hill and still sounded like a dickhead. Come on now. It's like in Rocky.
The story's not good. The graphics are awful, but it's still, I still, in my mind, it still holds up today. I have the special edition on DVD.
What, Beastmaster?
No. Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Conqueror and Red Sonja and all them. They came in like a, anniversary special edition disc thing. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm buying that. Thank you, Walmart. You know, now you can just get anything with the touch of a button. So I don't, get CDs anymore. So
DVDs, Blu-rays. Yep.
No, that's not post-apocalyptic.
What's not post-apocalyptic?
Amazon did a TV show, a television series that I was absolutely like blown away by called The Loop.
The Loop.
Yeah, Into the Loop or The Loop or something like that. And I can't remember. Anyway, it's worth seeing. And I was about to say, oh, that's post-apocalyptic, but it's really not. It's just it's basically describing quantum physics without telling you what quantum physics is.
Yeah.
So.
Tales from the Loop, maybe?
Tales from the Loop. That's it. Tales from the Loop. Yep. That show will blow your mind. You think you got it figured out, and then you're like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know it could snow backwards.
What?
I didn't know it could snow up.
What?
Just watch it.
It could potentially be considered post-apocalyptic is the cyberpunk genre.
Oh, cyberpunk. Oh, dude, I played so much cyberpunk RPG card game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
And of course the quintessential cyberpunk setting is, of course, Blade Runner.
Yes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, man. Do yourself a favor. Go see it.
You never saw Blade Runner?
Man, Blade Runner's the one with
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Okay. See, I get that one always. And I know I've said this before, and you're going to make fun of me, but I always get that one, that movie, Blade Runner. When I hear Blade Runner, Rollerball pops in my mind. The movie.
What? Rollerball.
It's another good post-apocalyptic. Also, The Running Man.
The Running Man. The Running Man. Yes, The Running Man.
I love that for a dollar.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger as well?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And, that's the one I keep confusing Blade Runner with, because I'm thinking they're being shut thrown down the chute really, really fast, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
With Conchita Alonso and what's his name? Kisses all the girls on the
family.
Richard. Family. Yeah, Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
Wait, he kisses all the girls on the Richard Dawson?
No, he is Richard Dawson. The actor is Richard. Family Feud. He kissed all the girls on Family Feud.
That's awkward.
It was a different time.
Girls wanted to.
He did do it.
And girls were expecting it.
Yep.
When they came on the show.
Yep.
I remember that.
Wow. So who was actually getting harassed there?
Different times.
But yeah, that's a great movie. I love The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
buy that for a dollar.
It's a dollar?
No, it's a saying in that movie.
Right? In the movie.
Oh. Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar?
I don't remember. I just know every time I hear Blade Runner, that's what pops in my head is that movie Running Man. It's like, what?
Yeah. You know Jesse Ventura, Captain Freedom.
Yeah. You know who wrote The Running Man? Stephen King.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you knew that so you could tell me. Sorry, not Jay. Listen to us all. We're all quiet as hell. We're all tired.
We're just chillaxing, man.
We're all really bitchy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we're kind of bitchy.
That's okay, though.
Well, it's been a rough week. I mean, it was 85 on Thursday, and it's going to be freezing tonight. So,
yeah, my I had something interesting happened, but McMurray, you got it right on it. I know you did.
But
I walked out and
yeah, that's okay. We all walk out to weird stuff on our lawn sometimes, man. Sometimes it's a hooker. Sometimes it's a tree down. Sometimes it's a bunch of cats
breaking your car.
Who knows, man?
Sometimes all your quarters are missing.
Yeah, somebody they were looking for keys. Somebody broke into both my cars and were looking for keys. And my neighbor across the street, I found out later, they stole her whole car because she left the key fob in the car.
Yep.
What a dumbass.
Well, you know what? This is how she explains it. She said it's one of those new keys that you have to have it near you to start the car. So she leaves it in the cup holder and then closes the cup holder. And so all she has to do is hit the button and go.
My God.
I live in a relatively nice neighborhood, and it's a safe neighborhood.
Yeah, well,
safe. Not anymore.
Like that.
You know?
That, dude, all winter, nonstop, is just people getting their cars stolen because, well, it was warming up. Well, dude, just be cold. Would you rather be cold for like 30 seconds or not have a car?
Yeah.
Use your brain.
Yeah, people be stupid.
Well, dude. Oh, yeah. Stupid.
People be stupid, and that's why we have post-apocalyptic games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what if there's a game where everybody just sat at home and ate way too many shoestring potatoes, and then the excess methane blew out the O-ring on the...
And caused the apocalypse.
And blew out the O-ring on the... What do you call it? The ozone layer. But we didn't have enough dudes or saran wrap to fix it. So, like, they sent up all these guys in spaceships, but they didn't have enough saran wrap, and then it didn't work, so all the oxygen escaped, and then we're just sitting around, oxygen deprived like crazy, and our brains don't work, and...
I'm fairly certain somebody is oxygen deprived right now.
This is another one of those jokes that goes on forever until you end it with something Greek, right?
No, it just keeps getting dumber and dumber and dumber until one of you guys interrupts. It's all good.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
And that segment was by McMurray's Thoughts of the Day.
Yeah. Like, you guys didn't fucking... Like, you guys didn't pick up on it when I was talking about how you needed to patch the ozone layer with spaceships and saran wrap.
And this portion of Rocky's War Room brought to you by Jelly Donuts.
By the McMurray Institute for Good Science.
Jelly donuts, my God.
Also part of the McMurray Institute of Good Science.
Oh, man. That was a fun show.
Jelly donuts.
That was a fun show. I really enjoyed that show.
That was a good show.
That's one thing I miss about living where I live. We don't have any good donut joints around this place.
Oh, man.
What?
We act in St. Louis, buddy. We got some
Our best chance at donuts is County Market.
Walmart has donuts.
Walmart's donuts?
I'm not saying they're good.
No, our Walmart does not have donuts.
Really? Oh, yeah, you got a tiny one, don't you?
Actually, yeah, I've got a Walmart like the size of your house.
In Walmart's defense, their fritters tend to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the apple fritters? Oh.
Yeah, like everything else can be terrible.
Okay, post-apocalyptic donut, what would it look like?
Square with no hole.
Dude, what if that was the like punishment for the apocalypse? Was you only had donut holes?
I like donut holes.
I mean, that's fair.
Donut hole.
They're called munchkins.
Oh my gosh.
I don't got a problem with donut holes. That's what I had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah,
my blueberry cake donut holes.
All right. How are they donut holes?
What do you mean, how are they donut holes?
I'm just bringing up crap. How are they donut holes?
Okay, if you don't know what a donut hole is, first off,
yeah, but how do you know they actually came from the donut and they weren't made purposely as the
boy, man, that'd be awful.
Okay, fine. Donut nuggets. Dough nuggets.
Oh, there you go.
Dough nuggets.
Dough nuggets, the apocalyptic donut.
Doggets. Doggets. Get your doggets before they're Oh, let's go back to ASMR.
Yeah, let's not. So, really, though, you know, here's and it's going to be a little bit of a jab at Rocky's love, at Matt's love, and I don't want to. It, you know.
Oh, here we go. I don't want to.
But technically, Games Workshop's current fantasy game is post-apocalyptic.
Oh, come on.
Am I not right?
This one.
Age of Sigmar?
Yeah.
You're right. You are correct, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right.
Post-apocalyptic.
I'm not saying it's a good game.
Yeah. Technically, it's a pile of crap. You're right.
But if you are up with the fluff,
that's what the kiddies are playing. Yes, I know. Sigmar is transcendent.
Speaking of pile of crap, post-apocalyptic for the microorganisms in my colon.
Oh my God! Stop!
Did he just
go get some sleep?
I'm sorry, but I wasn't the first one to bring up post-apocalyptic piles of crap. Like, I was just connecting that to a real-world example.
Okay. Sorry, McMurray. I apologize, man.
Another insight from the
McMurray Science or McMurray Institute for Good Science.
Yep.
Speaking of which, that would actually be kind of cool. What if you played Wasteland Warriors but it was like Tatooine?
Can.
And you're like sand people and Jawas and stuff.
Then it would just be Star Wars.
No, it would be Wasteland Warriors.
All right.
Hey, it's your game. It can be whatever you want.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. On my dream, not
Jay. You slapped the cash down. Jay Wiley took it from you. You can do whatever you want with it at this point.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Has anybody else noticed how close that is to, what is that, Flight of the Bumblebees? Or Bridge Over the River Kwai?
You mean Colonel Bogey's March?
That's the one. That's the one. Definitely not Flight of the Bumblebees. Jesus, my brain is hot.
Yeah, it's definitely not Rachmaninoff.
Ding, 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 ding.
God bless you.
So, is my generation the last generation that? Good Lord.
Will ever see a nugget to me?
No, is my generation the last generation that had some semblance of? Knowledge of classic music and opera.
Oh, Murray!
What?
Get in because of Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes?
What? Barger of Seville.
Exactly. That's my point. I don't want to say a great love, but I have a love for classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Almost solely because of Looney Tunes cartoons.
Really?
Yeah. Because so many different pieces of music.
Murray, I gotta mute you, buddy. Feedback is really bad.
He might have passed out at this point, so
I don't think he has.
No, I'm back. No, it's okay. When I set my phone down on my chest, it bounces back up or something.
So I a lot of my classical music proclivities comes from a rabbit that dresses up as a woman.
Yeah.
What the actual?
Bugs Bunny, dude.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were talking about Jessica Rabbit, and I was like, all right, that's cool.
No, no. That's a rabbit that does a woman.
No, Jessica Rabbit.
Not a rabbit that's done up as a woman. They're two different things there.
No. Roger Rabbit is the rabbit that does a woman.
Right.
I'm talking about Jessica Rabbit, who is the lady rabbit.
Yeah, but she's not a rabbit. You're thinking of Lola Bunny.
Are we on Rocky's War Room?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Is this happening?
Louis King escorts or something. I don't know.
I'm just falling down, quote unquote, the rabbit hole with McMurray and his 30 hours of non-sleep.
Well, hey, we are going to do a Thoughts from the War Room Looney Tunes one day.
That is hell yeah, dude.
I'd like to point out we really don't need to do that.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Jeez, Alou.
Because Warner Brothers is
Animaniac.
Was so good. They're coming out with new Animaniacs.
That's excellent.
If we do Animaniacs, you guys are going to get a crotch cam rant with Salon. Or Bologna.
Oh. I love their intro. While Bill Clinton plays the sax.
Yeah, man. It was pretty great.
Again, classic Looney Tunes. I remember the most. You'll never see again on regular TV. But those, some of the ones I love the most are like Foghorn Leghorn. I loved, Chicken Bird, the little Chicken Bird? Chicken Hawk. Yeah, he's a little Henry. Chicken Hawk.
Henry.
Yeah. My mom loved Tweety Bird and Sylvester and, you know, Speedy Gonzales and...
Oh, what happened to the top?
The dodo bird.
Apocalyptic questions.
What?
I forgot. What happened to the top 10 apocalyptic questions?
Top 10 apocalyptic questions.
What?
You mean the top 16?
Say what?
Already did that, brother.
Yeah, we did that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's what you get for not showing up until 30 minutes after we start.
What was the best apocalyptic movie?
Mad Max.
The original.
God, I love you guys.
The original.
That's fair.
And it went up against what? Judge Dredd? Or Dredd?
Dude, if it was
no, Mad it Max, went up the against original, Matrix.
It should have gone up against.
Oh, okay, it went up against the Matrix.
Yeah, it went up against the Matrix.
Those are two good ones.
Yeah, there was a bunch of two other zombie ones. Ass movies out there that were just bleh.
Just say zombie movies. Gosh.
No, these were specifically focused on zombie behinds. Look at it this way. What would you rather have? McMurray's good science stuff or Najee's zombie butt stuff?
Zombie butt stuff. Outstanding.
McMurray all day. What's up?
Hey, I'll go McMurray all day long.
I am a benevolent leader.
Only because you asked. And sorry. Post-apocalyptic, yes. David Hall says.
Oh, hi, Dave.
We've got five listeners, so.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're listening. We've had five the whole time.
God, dude, it is a slow Saturday the world over.
We are like pulling at anything we possibly can just to stay on live for another 30 minutes.
Well, if we're opening it up to that sort of thing.
Whoa.
No.
Boy, how do you have Bad some McMurray thoughts to sell to you guys?
No warrior poets tonight, okay?
All right.
You're too tired for warrior poets.
Something else that could be considered post-apocalyptic. Anything in Hiroshima or Nagasaki post September 45?
That wasn't an apocalypse because Harry Truman didn't have the stomach to let my boy Dougie Mac and Kurt LeMay get the job done.
Oh my God.
The biggest embarrassment to ever come out of Missouri was Harry S. Truman not being able to do that. Sorry.
It's all right.
I have strong feelings on this one. Don't fuck with our boats. Like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I know that most people, when they think post-apocalyptic, they go straight to like, oh, there's another game, 2000 AD. The Strontium Dog.
Yeah.
That's post-apocalyptic. I mean, the game wasn't fun, but, you know, it's post-apocalyptic.
Technically, would Beyond the Gates of Antares be post-apocalyptic?
No, because it's technically Earth really wasn't the same Earth that we know. But yes, I guess so. It's different ages. It's different dimensions. It's more...
Okay.
It's more dimensional than it is.
More transdimensional than post.
Transdimensional. Yeah.
Fair.
No. And
oh no! I painted an eyeball. No.
Oh no!
It was a perfect eyeball.
Not anymore. It's not.
I just pulled a bob.
Now. Bob. Now it looks like Marty Feldman.
Yeah.
What, you mean you messed something up?
So
No. When you laughed, it messed it up. I pulled a bob.
So wait, did you give it a crazy eye, or does he look like Forrest Whitaker?
No, I. Wow.
Did you ever hear somebody say something so dumb that you went Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, you got Forrest Whitaker. Oh man, no, but
man, I'm gonna have to repaint his eye.
Just give him an eye patch.
Sheriff McMurray.
Go, Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah.
Just touch it up, you'll be fine.
Oh, this is Sheriff McMurray. I can't touch it up.
No one will notice it at tabletop level.
That's what Joe Biden's conscience told him. Just touch it up, you'll be fine.
McMurray.
You muted him.
Dude, so in the same line as Not Jay's Hiroshima Nagasaki questions. I've always wondered, like, if you were to build a Todd should be on here for this because I feel like this is a board game kind of question. Like, you know, a strategic bombing of World War II game. Could the flavor text for the Dresden 1945 scenario just be like, oh shit?
Sure.
Like, it's a lot of airplanes. Or, again, you could go right back to everyone's favorite. This isn't modern warrior poets. I more call this classical artist guild, the Bee Gees, with Burn, Baby, Burn. Like,
nice.
But you just attribute it to Bomber Harris. Like, like, you did this first. Like, again, Bomber Harris, John Rambo, they drew first blood, like, boom, right there, done. Identical sentiments. Like, shouldn't have done it, man. That's how you knew you screwed up.
Oh, I think we talked post-apocalyptic's ear off because we don't have anything else to talk about. Honestly, it's a genre of gaming that doesn't have a ton out there. I mean, of course, your solution to that would be just play Wasteland Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, out of all of them, it has the most flexibility. You can add any miniatures or miniature genre you want to it. Combine it with bigger battles to have a large zombie battle. Really, I mean, Last Days is good if you want a little bit more. I think in-depth rules, it's a little too much for me, I think. Personally, but I would go out there if you guys wanted to check it out. I would pick up Wasteland Warriors from Wiley Games. It's not just because, you know, I'm a fanboy and love them myself. It really just holds up, you know. It holds up. I mean, would you guys agree? Disagree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure.
And you know, again, the great thing with Wiley Games.
Thanks, Bob.
the great thing about Wiley Games is if you want you want to check it out just to see if it's something that, you know, you want to get into, you can get in, you can get the PDF. Now, keep in mind with Wasteland Warriors, you do have to have the core rules for Fistful of Lead. But again, the core rules for Fistful of Lead are $7 for the PDF. If I'm remembering correctly.
I believe you are.
That's beautiful.
You know, yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Especially with that genre. I mean, honestly, there really isn't. There's not a ton out there. And we could be missing something. I mean, most of the post-apocalyptic type games that I've seen are board games.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the majority of them are board games. I mean, most of the
really
ones...
zombie-centric.
What is it? What?
I said that, or they're really zombie-centric. You don't
yeah, see yeah. You don't yeah. really see... Well, I don't know. I mean, would you consider Battletech? Post-apocalyptic? Big
no,
machines?
Big zombie robots.
You know, I mean... it's developed, you know, technology developed to include that, you know, big stompy robots, you know.
Well, I mean, I get that, but that's the same way as like considering, you know, 40K post-apocalyptic or Age of Sigmar post-apocalyptic. Just because it's in the story doesn't mean that that's what defines the setting, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a big stompy robot game. Like,
so if like, you wanted to get into Wasteland Warriors on the cheap with PDFs, it's going to run you $15 total.
$7. And then you wind up with a core book of...
That's $7 for the core rules and $8 for Wasteland Warriors. If you want to go crazy and add bigger battles, that's just another $7. So $22 gets you everything you need for post-apocalyptic gaming.
Yeah, if you want the cards... You know, he has a bundle deal there too, I believe.
There usually is, like, yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
And then you get a hard copy.
But you need your own miniatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you could literally use any
whatever you want.
Right. I'm just clarifying in case someone was thinking, oh, I get a whole game. No, you get the rule sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get and the rules.
I will show you this here. It's not wonderful, but it works. This is Mantic right here. They have these are.
Can you make your screen big, Matt?
They're not like the models itself, but
oh.
They're, you know, the plastic or with, you know, they're really easy to put together. They got mold lines. They got some metal ones, but these are like mutants. These are like space mutants. You know, they got big guns. Some of them are wings. They're, you know, mute. Some are muted. Then there's some regular humans.
Do
you know
what I mean? Like a Calvin and Hobbes alien game. By those.
So you get like 17 miniatures, right? And a couple are metal for $27. And it's 20, one, two, yeah, it's 20 miniatures for $27.
That's a great deal.
And that's all you would need for Wasteland Warriors is that one. Mantic makes like a, it's a faction that doesn't have it's not a specific faction. It's just, it's like mercenaries. It's like a mercenary faction. And it's a dead zone faction. And they're so easy to paint and it's all in one box. Boom, you're done. You know, so you're spending $50 on a game. And it's toads, totally fun.
It's you totes, know. Man. Totes, yeah. McGoats.
It is a blast to play. Go ahead, Bob.
Again, you can just use whatever minis you want, you know, because I've got some miniatures around here that are cool. Mm-hmm. That's why I painted them. That would never fit into anything but a game. I could use my own miniatures, you know, where base shape and size didn't matter. And, you know?
Yeah, you can use whatever you want.
Yeah, that's why I really
that's a huge
I draw. Really like the I mean, yeah, I'm a huge fan of Fistful of Lead. Not only because I know Jay, but because it's just a great game.
Well, I've played now several games. of just the core rules, you know, using whatever miniatures, even my fantasy miniatures, you know, I've used those too, where it's just swords and boards, you know. And it is the most, I have not had that much fun playing a miniature war game in a long time. Yeah. And especially playing it live, you know, with Jay on his Wiley weekend, and just experiencing it with my son who can't, you know, mid-max this game, you know.
Love it!
Mm-hmm. You know, so, and we're up there making lists for the Tales of Horror. I'm obviously going to be playtesting the scenario that we're going to be playing live with my son, because anytime I do anything live with you guys, I have to test to make sure it's not like, you know, you guys can't. Anyway, I'll make sure it works.
Right.
You know, and my son will do everything he can to try to exploit it. So I'll weed all that stuff out before we play. You know?
That boy.
So that's just the way he rolls.
Because he's a cheaty weasel.
Yeah. And I was telling Wiley, I said, yeah, hey, man, I'm going to be testing out my scenarios this weekend with my son. And he goes, you mean the cheater? So even he knows. And I responded promptly, no, not Jay. Not Jay. I'm playing my son.
Yeah, like I cheat.
Yeah, you play Tales of Horror lately, haven't you?
Yeah, this last Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
With Jay.
Yeah, so. But he's going to help me write the lists up, and he goes, I want to play werewolves. I said, I know why you want to play werewolves, because they can move 8 inches. And they can shapeshift. Not that they're really going to. But I found out because they have fangs and claws, and they're I guess it's like large or some one of the rules. They get a +1 to the combat roll, close combat roll, and they get a +1 to the wound roll.
Yep.
So, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nache is like dibs on the werewolves, and I found out why.
No, it's because I love werewolves. It has nothing to do with the rules.
Don't worry, the hunters and the cultists will have. Silver bullets.
You jackass are going to have silver all over the damn place. You're going to be dripping in the shit.
So
damn skippy.
My ass is going to be handed to me in a plate.
Damn skippy. We're going
to wear it as a hat.
Well, it'll be really cool. That's next Friday, and it's a bunch of ghosts are floating around. It's basically the cultists are there doing a ritual. I changed it up this time. And the werewolves, they're on werewolves' territory. And the werewolves don't like that.
No, of course not.
The hunters are trying to stop this ritual that the cultists are doing and have no idea, no clue that the werewolves are about to show up as well. But random ghosts will show up. And if you get close to those ghosts at the end of your turn, you will take a point of shock because you're just freaked out that there's ghosts roaming around
the board. I'm afraid no ghost. So.
I knew that was coming. I expected that from McMurray. But,
McMurray
didn't raise no.
But since the hunters and the werewolves kind of have the same common enemy, could there not perhaps be a temporary alliance?
Because the cultists? The hunters are hunting everything. They're hunting Dracula. They're hunting the werewolves.
So they're kind of like a Van Helsing.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
And I have, because of an awesome dude in our chat, his name is McMurray, I have the Brotherhood now. So it's Warrior Priests. I'm not going to get a chance to paint them up before next Friday, but, which is sad, I know. But your Alpha Wolf is a female, by the way.
Rock on.
And I found a badass Reaper miniature.
Wait. The werewolf alpha is a female. That makes her a real bitch.
Wow. Sexist. It's 2020, bro. Come on now.
Female dogs.
I know what you meant.
Can all eat a bag of Roberts. Richards.
There you go. Keep going, buddy.
You're doing all right. McMurray,
throw me a shovel. I need to get deeper.
Yeah. So we had a Wednesday night fights this week, McMurray, that Todd stood in for you, and Todd said that
you're probably never going to let him do it again.
Oh, God, what'd he do?
You got to watch it.
Awesome.
I got a good chunk into it, and I saw him, like, do a flying kick jump thing.
Tomahawk chop.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He went and done got himself captured.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hot ropes. Like, first in the game. It was great.
Yeah, I often got like 8 points out of that whole thing.
Yep.
You just have to kill him, Todd. It's not that hard.
But an outlaw was the last man standing.
That is right. Even though the lawman won the scenario, the last man standing was Bad Eye Bill. So our next game is going to be someone's going to take control of the Bad Eye Gang. And somebody's going to take the Jesse James gang. So there'll be five guys for the Jesse James faction, and five guys. You'll play with five of your guys from the Bad Eye Gang.
McMurray, you can have whichever faction you want, buddy.
We'll figure it out. You got the Dead Eye Gang. Well, I'll take the James Gang.
What we're going to do is we're going to go with the core rules completely. And we're going to take veteran leader. You're going to have one hero, one specialist, and three regulars. So we're going to do it like that. And they're going to go against the lawmen, which we all know, Mini Warm Up and Not Jay here. You guys decide who's going to take the lawmen and who's going to get the Pinkertons. Oh, not the Pinkertons. I'm sorry, White Earps. Doc Holliday.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Overrated.
Well, there's going to be a bank robbery that our Jesse James gang and Bad Eye Gang join forces to be the Bad Eye Jesse Gang's game. Jesse James gang. And
that was not what would it that be like the, you said.
The it could be the Jesse James gang bad company.
Whatever you want it to be.
All I know is when they go that safe, it's going to be a Jesse James gangbang.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, no, I have the Pinkertons. I forgot. So we can either do the Pinkertons. We can do Jesse James gang, and we can either do the Earps or the Pinkertons.
I got to go Earps. Pinkertons Earps? Are just a bunch of railroad pansies.
They throw dynamite, though.
Yeah.
Man, I said Jesse James.
With my rolling, that shit'll fall back on me.
Well, and that's the way, another thing is the way he did the way that Wiley did his Wiley games. That you guys are going to roll your own dice. So, honor system.
You'll still do the roll offs, though.
Yeah, I'll do the roll offs. Who goes first? That sort of thing, but. Heck, I was excited just to play a game with my son with one deck of cards and how different that was.
But yeah, it is different.
I think that's all we got in us, guys. That's all we got for us. It's kind of a blase chat. But coming up this week, we do not have one on Saturday night because that is Halloween, and I like to take my kids out trick-or-treating still to the trunk-or-treats with masks on. Okay, then.
Well,
thank God for that.
Aren't all Halloweens with masks on?
Well, my son's got – he's the Mandalorian. He's going as the Mandalorian, and my little girl wants to be a creepy doll – killer doll or something like that. No, but she's going to have to wear a mask, so it's going to be part of the costume. You know,
holy nightmare fuel.
Mm-hmm. But my little girl watches Ghost Adventures and loves it. So, you know. Okay.
Please, that was not me.
Refrain from doing that.
That time it wasn't me.
God. Anyway. The grown-ups are talking.
Let's go before I start singing My Little Pony.
Right.
Let's not say we did.
There are miniatures out there for that. Anyway, we learned that, I think, last night, didn't we? From Forrest. Forrest said that there's a My Little Ponies out there, miniature RPG. No, that was John Russell.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Mythic Americas, next, let's see, on November 7th, we're going to talk to the Nelson Martinez himself, the creator of Mythic Americas. That'll be on the 7th of November. And next Sunday, we're going to have our ramble instead of Saturday night. John Harrington, our foreign correspondent, should be with us for that. So that'll be fun. I forgot what our topic is. I think it's Naval Wargaming. That's the Naval Wargaming.
Is that during the day, Matt?
Yep.
Hey, baby.
What time is it?
Sunday during the day. I don't know yet. Probably 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Beautiful.
We'll do that during the day. And hopefully John Harrington will join us for that. That'd be awesome. I'd love for him to join us. Also on November 8th, we have our next Antares Adventures podcast. So that was going to be talking about all things the Nexus. And I believe Rick might be joining us for that. So
that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome with the Tabletop Warlords guys. Go check them out on YouTube. Tabletop Warlords on YouTube. If you like Antares like we do, they do tons of awesome battle reports and drop kicks and have fun over there. So then we're talking Nelson Martinez, and then Forrest is going to come back for an official show of Wargaming Wild West on the 21st of November. So that'll be our second to last show for the season, but our last show for the season is going to be the week of Thanksgiving, and it's probably going to be on Black Friday. So
gross.
Because we have a Thanksgiving on that Saturday. We have one on Thanksgiving Day, two on Thanksgiving Day. So the only time I have to do it is on that Friday. Now, that doesn't mean that we're totally not doing anything. So feedback, McMurray. Feedback. We're going to still do Thoughts from the War Room when we come up with them. We're still going to be doing the Antares Adventure podcast. We're still going to be doing, you know, Wednesday night fights. So we're still going to do stuff, but the Ramble Show season 2 will end there. And then I'm going to tell you something. I already got something planned for February. That's when we're coming back in 2021. There's going to be a huge, huge interview that's already scheduled. It's ready to go. Our opening episode, it'll probably be 3 hours long with the people that we're going to have on. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be awesome. You guys are not going to miss that. But that's down the road. So, but I did want to let everybody know that that's what we are doing. We're going to continue doing Thoughts from the War Room or Wednesday night fights. We're going to play more games, I'm assuming. We may even do Saturday nights sometimes if we're feeling up to it. You know, so maybe do an epic, you know, two-part campaign in one night or something. You know, so I think that'll be a lot of fun. But I should have, you know, more stuff available too, more Tales of Horror. so I'm still painting Wild West stuff. I'm still painting. I'll have my Tales of Horror kind of fleshed out after I paint these miniatures. I actually have some terrain I've got to paint for Tales of Horror still for future games. But I also have Dracula and his Cossacks, and I have the Brotherhood. McMurray, thank you. And I have orcs, space orcs, going to Black Market Studios, which is my buddy Bob down over here.
How are you?
Yeah, I got some space orcs going his way. Black Market Studios. He's,
I can't do that. That looks funny, me pointing like that.
down here. Wait a minute. Here we go. There's Bob. He is a commissioned painter. He's taking commissions. And check out what he's got here, man. It's pretty awesome. Just a quick 20 seconds. We'll be right back. And there we go. That's Bobby. Contact him on the Rockies Warren Facebook group. And also, you can message him. It's Bob Smith on Facebook. Go find him if you need some stuff painted. He's taking some commissions. You want to say anything else, Bob?
No, that covered it pretty nicely. Thank you.
No problem, buddy. So that's our plans. That's what's going on, guys. And remember, this Friday, Fright Night. Fright Night. Tales of War. It's the ritual in the woods.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's going to be a blast. So it's going to be three players plus the myself, and there's going to be wacky ghosts going around. There's going to be imps and demons popping up.
Ghosts.
You know, just some wacky stuff going on, and we will play that game in its entirety. So, and we'll have at least three players. I know for sure. If you, any of you guys here, hosts or whatever, you guys, I've told you before, if you guys want to play, you know, we'll split it up somehow, and you guys play teams, whatever. So that's all I've got for tonight, except go to game night. 8380. Watson Road. If you ever need these miniatures or if you're in the St. Louis area, me and McMurray, we're there. Go to game night. All right, guys. That's it. We're tired. We're all exhausted. We've been busy as hell. We also have, hey, keep a lookout. I forgot about this. We have a live unboxing coming really soon. It's a live unboxing of some paints. So
I'm excited.
It's going to be pretty awesome. We're going to do that. We're going to unbox that live. So keep an eye out for that. You never know when it's going to pop up there. Huh?
When is that?
Oh, I'll
soon.
Okay. Soony Rooney Dooney. No, just kidding. All right, guys. We'll catch you on our next episode. Last but not least, from me to you. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.